Hey everyone, I just pulled into work, but before I go into work, I gotta do the weekly poll results, I gotta do the Debate Monday results. Now, this was a very interesting one, because we had some good discussions in our Discord server. If you're not part of our community Discord server, shame on you, join that so you can join our discussions when we do these Debate Mondays. Anyways, the poll results, your four choices were Johnny Bravo, Adventure Time, Courage the Cowardly Dog, and Ed, and Eddie. Those were your four choices based off of those Cartoon Network shows. And I want to say it was almost unanimously Johnny Bravo. It wasn't, but it was pretty damn close. Johnny Bravo received 84% of all the votes tallied up. And then Adventure Time got a couple of those. So it got about 15%. So nobody said Courage or Ed, Edd n Eddy, which I thought was pretty good. Those two shows, I think, are masterpieces in their own respect. I think Avenger Time is really good, but we had some good discussions about Johnny Bravo and why we think Johnny Bravo was the odd man out. If you like the polls and stuff or want to participate more in our polls and stuff, you gotta follow us. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We do it on TikTok too, as well. But also, we do it on our website throughout the week. So if you missed the Debate Monday post, don't worry. Go to the website, fill out the poll there. That's all the time I got. Thanks so much and enjoy the episode.
Hello, and welcome to the Poorly Written Podcast, the only podcast where the host gets mocked. No, I'm just kidding. That's not true.
You're a loser, Zach.
I know. Thank you. Thank you, Captain Obvious. Yeah, boo me. Boo me. Don't act shocked. You know you want to join in.
Boo.
Oh, that camera's going to move the entire time anytime I laugh. Stop making me laugh, Mike.
Never.
For the audio listeners, we don't have a very stable camera, but we got a camera.
Something.
It's something.
Something's better than nothing.
Something's better than nothing.
Period.
Anyways, today's episode, we have no guest. Sorry. I'm such a loser host. No one wants to come on.
Nobody in America does.
Wow. Yeah. It's crickets over here. It's quiet. Ain't no back talk.
Not for me.
I don't know.
Because I have back talk to give to you.
I know you do, but not right now.
Right.
As soon as I... Fred, the record button is the only thing saving me.
Business first, back talk later.
All right. Today's episode, we are talking about TikTok controversy. Don't you just love TikTok controversy? Mm. You'd be like, but it's a dancing app. What's going on there? Well, we're going to talk about that, but there's some background we got to go over. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to talk
about... Can you really consider a dancing app anymore?
Not really.
No.
Especially after the summer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, you definitely can't call it a dancing app.
It's not a dancing app.
Yeah, it's fine. It's developed into something else, but we're going to talk about what happened... And, you know, some people may not care what happens on TikTok. They're like, big deal, so what? But there might be some actual consequences for other apps, too. So keep that in mind. What does this mean for everybody? So, you know, let's just get right into it. Let's talk about the recent controversy. Some people are calling it drama, but it's really controversy about the one TikTok creator, that vegan teacher. Does that ring a bell to anybody?
Yep.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Sounds familiar. For those who don't know, there is a creator on there called That Vegan Teacher. The theory is that she's supposed to teach people how to be vegan and stuff, and nice friendly ways or whatever. Took the concept, decided to beat it with a meat tenderizer.
Great concept, just very poor execution.
Very poor execution.
Very poor.
Like almost every communist country ever, very poor execution.
takes a good concept about veganism, uses a meat tenderizer to destroy it.
That's all you gotta do, man. That's all you gotta do. Because she was on the tear from like start to finish. She was on the tear for like... Mm-hmm. Bullying people to racist remarks, like she said the full N-word, hard R.
Yeah.
I know she spelled it.
She spelled it.
She spelled it out in one of the YouTube videos too. Yeah. as an acronym.
Yeah, not only did she say it, she spelled it out for people.
As an acronym, using a doll of like a little black girl. And she's like, is this girl nice? Intelligent? something, and then she just went on and on as an acronym for like the N-word.
Oh,
and my I God. Was like, you know, at that point she knows what she's doing, and if I ever see her in the street, she won't catch these hands.
She will catch these hands.
Did she use like a minstrel doll or like a Barbie doll kind of thing?
She just used like a regular like plush baby doll.
Yeah.
Like a plush doll kind of thing?
Yeah, like a plush doll, yeah. It was like a regular like plush like.
Is that doll. Even worse or?
No, that's fine. It's just okay. A regular doll. There was nothing wrong with the doll itself.
But it's a black doll.
But though. It was a black doll, and we already yeah. know what kind of message that she was going to send. So.
Yeah. Racist.
Racist. That's another one. And then pedophilia came up and grooming. So you know.
Oh my God.
A lot of fun stuff.
Homophobia. All this kind of crap.
Homophobia, pedophilia, racism, bigotry.
Everything in the book.
Basically take the really shitty book and pull everything and like, yep, check it off. Yep, yep, yep.
It's like it's like this. It's like, welcome to the first annual Racism Spelling Bee. Our first contestant tonight from TikTok at Vegan Teacher.
Your word is, and we're not even gonna go that much further.
We're not gonna go there and be like, can I get a definition? Can I get it in a sentence? And then you spell the word. It's like, congratulations, you're canceled. But you win.
It's a canceled spelling bee. If you know how to spell and say this word on a regular basis, you're canceled. But anyways, that's basically that vegan teacher. She's like, meat, eating meat is murder, which is like the usual vegan spiel where it's like, meat is murder. I'm like, I mean, I didn't personally kill the cow, but I will eat my steak.
I think she also tried to compare veganism to the Black Lives Matter movement.
And she also tried to compare killing animals to the Holocaust. Like,
yeah.
This bitch crazy. Let's just put it that way.
Okay, so white people are animals. Animals. Thank you for putting that out
there. Animals matter more than Jewish people.
Yeah.
She wants a 16-year-old boy to show girls his fruit and vegetables.
Unacceptable. Oh,
That was the final straw, but we'll get to that. That's basically the background. There's not a lot. She's just been going, doing her own thing. At one point, she turned off comments on her videos.
I wonder why.
Jeez, I wonder why. Maybe if you didn't bully an app geared towards younger people, you didn't bully people.
I mean, is this before the ban or after the ban?
I think this was before the ban.
So before the ban, once her stuff blew up and went crazy, she turned off the comments, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then after the ban, she went to YouTube, and then she's up there wreaking havoc on there.
Yeah, YouTube hasn't done anything about that yet, but...
Yeah, you know. She's still on there doing
it. We'll see. But there was a lot of TikTok creators really against her. Like, there was
not surprising.
Not surprised.
There was, like... It felt like everybody versus her.
Yeah.
In a way. Where it's like, literally, I don't know who was supporting her, but there were supporters on the app.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, the thing, we've talked about TikTok before. The thing about TikTok is it's a rabbit hole.
It is.
I mean, when you look at it, in this band, it's like everyone versus the vegan Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Ooh.
It's pretty much what it is at this point. Stupid theory and being racist.
Yeah.
But it is. Expose it for what it is on the dot.
Well, it's not as severe as Marjorie Taylor Greene, because Taylor Greene was elected to office somehow.
That's true. I wonder if they're like distant cousins once removed.
I mean, I'm not going to go on Ancestry.com and figure that out. I am not that invested into it.
Neither.
You don't have enough money to pay for their membership.
No, I don't either. No, I don't think I want to dive that deep in. I don't want to go too much into the psyche, because it's bad.
It's a bad psyche.
Bad vibes. Not allowed.
Vibe check failed
miserably. Must terminate. you ever fail a vibe check so bad that they just try to get rid of you? There's not even like a comeback later, and it's like you gotta go. You gotta flee the country. You failed like the ultimate vibe check.
Yeah.
But TikTok has a lot of rabbit holes and stuff. I mean, there's still a Trump TikTok going on there. It's not as strong as it was.
He still has a following. You know, people are on there like saying about Trump, and they're like, don't worry, guys, he's gonna be back, you know, best president ever, all that mess.
March 4th.
Well, let me check. Today's March 5th, and it's day one without anything happening.
I don't really take what they say seriously anymore, so.
QAnon be like, oh yeah, it's all coming together, but nothing happened. Exactly.
That's the point.
That's the plan. But, you know, there's a lot of different TikToks, so the vegan...
Or maybe they did that to get your attention first to see if you would actually be paying attention for a follow-up of the real event that's going to happen.
There we go. Stay, keep your eyes
stay
open.
Stay up, folks!
Stay up.
Stay woke and open the third eye.
Open the third eye.
Third eye, y'all.
Ah, jeez. We sound like a Kanye.
Shall rise again.
It's rising like an old man's dick. It's going to need a lot of help. Even then, it might not get the job done.
it needs a little extra support to do the business.
A few more pills.
It might not even get the job done. You might have to bring in some heavy artillery. India's so grossed out right now.
Okay, that's a podcast. Zach's just gonna get murdered right now.
So I should be stabbed conveniently in the next.
Oh, it's nice knowing you.
Oh, we had it planned out. All right, so Zach has been murdered. India, you take over. I'm gonna go play dead.
Oh, great! Hello, I am your new host for the podcast.
Instantly, the ratings just go right up through the roof.
Yeah. You're joking, but I'm not.
I'm sorry. I had my headphones on. What did you say?
Put your headphones back on. Hear me.
I know. I just wanted to make sure I heard you.
We're in the same room.
We are in the same room. There's no green screen look. I'm just...
I know, but for our audio listeners,
I know.
We are in the same room.
We are in the same
room. We are right next to each other.
We are.
Stop touching me. I don't know you like that.
Oh, it was fun while it lasted, Zach.
We're way out. We're just going to do staring contests for the audio listener. She stabbed me again.
Anyways.
Oh,
except for Tyrannus.
Oh, I knew I should have packed my armor, my knight armor. I'm such a nerd. What are you going to do about that?
Go on.
I'm going to go on. I guess that's the background of what was going on originally, who, what, where. There was a lot of, I keep saying there was a lot of, like, big names going on. One of them was, like, Ethan Triss or something. I don't know. The guy named Ethan, he was an actor or whatever. He was a really big one. At some point, Gordon Ramsay jumped in on it. So, you know, that shit's over when you have to send in the special forces like that. Although he really didn't do much. He didn't really do much. He ate a burger and ate a steak, and that was really it. Just do editor and be like, it's like, meat is murder, Gordon Ramsay. He's like, bat.
Yeah, because I think the vegan teacher just called out Gordon Ramsay as like abusing animals.
Numerous times.
Something.
Really?
Yeah, like she was calling him out for like animal abuse and meat is murder. And I'm like, you're going to go after the dude who could perfect beef Wellington? Really? That's the guy you go after? That's the beef?
You're going to go after Gordon Ramsay?
Fucking
donut!
Where's the fucking lamb sauce?
What are you, an idiot sandwich? What are you, an idiot sandwich?
No, piss off.
All of you, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off, fuck off.
You,
get out of my
you,
kitchen.
You, and you, fuck off.
You ever see the video where they take the audio from Hell's Kitchen, put it in the kids' Master Chef.
Oh my god. Yeah. You see the little kids like crying while mixing their freaking like stupid
like souffle or whatever, and he's like, "What's wrong? What's wrong? All right, no, don't worry, we're gonna get through this." And then they put it in the oven. He's like, "Oh, let's just say a little prayer before it goes in," and it's and then it's Hell's Kitchen.
Now it's raw. Bloody hell, it's raw.
Where's the lamb sauce? Oh my god, Hell's Kitchen.
I love Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen, literally, guilty pleasure. Gordon Ramsay can do no wrong when it comes to food. I mean. But, like, I want to go to a restaurant of his just to see what he actually does.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not doubting his, I'm not doubting his skills. I just, like, that's on the bucket list. It's like, get a meal from Gordon Ramsay.
I want to see him yell at people.
That's the best kind of people watching now.
That's true. I know for the show, like, if you go and you get on, like, you're there to eat, like, during it, a taping, I think they pay you, like, $50 and you get the meal.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
I better get my audition face on.
I hear a group table.
The poorly written podcast raids Hell's Kitchen. That'd be a vlog episode.
That'd be an honor.
That would be an honor.
Then when they cut takes, we yell out, "Where's the fucking lamb sauce?
It's fucking wrong!"
and then we take the $50 and dip.
That'd be the best $50 I've ever gotten. I mean,
$50 is $50.
What do you do for your $50, Lewis?
So, Lewis's OnlyFans account is. It's not anything sexual. He just does weird shit for $50 a piece.
It's called "What Would You Do for a Klondike Bar?"
That'd be a good TikTok one. It's like, all right, what do I have to do to earn this Klondike Bar? It's like, buy the entire McDonald's menu. It's like, bat.
But, become Super Size Me 3.
Oh yeah.
That movie scared me.
Yeah.
He made a second one.
He made a second one about it. And then
Plain
he made
chicken.
He did a Super High Me too. Yep.
So, yeah, that one was weird.
I don't think I would want to watch a guy like him smoke pot for 30 days straight or whatever.
I mean, I turned off on. I mean, I can't concentrate on anything now, but I turned off my
It'd be fine too. I guess we could move into what actually happened, because we teased it a little bit. The vegan teacher was racist, homophobic, transphobic too.
Yeah.
Xenophobic. And recently, and this is what caused the banhammer to come out, is that she was being posed as she claimed she was being framed, but she was actually like asking to see 16-year-olds fruits and vegetables, if you will. Because for those who don't have the app, there's a feature called stitching. So like, you know, you take a 5-second part of another person's clip. And then you kind of react to it or do a thing to it, like, you know. Mm-hmm. But she started stitching the 16-year-old YouTuber over in the UK, like, constantly. Like it felt like she was stalking him at one point. And they didn't have any interaction outside of TikTok.
Oh,
like, not mentioned in any YouTube videos, Twitter, Instagram, nothing. Nothing. So the only way she had contact with him was through TikTok. Yeah. And he's a well-known YouTuber, too, so it's not like people don't know who this kid is. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a well-known Minecraft YouTuber, but...
Oh, like Tommy Innit?
I think that's the name, actually.
That sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's rising on the YouTube, on the Minecraft front. But anyways, she started really, like, doing a lot of, like, stitching on his videos and stuff, or duetting or whatever. And it got creepy. Like, even some of her, like, loyal people were like, "Hey, what are you doing? He's 16. And she knew the age, too. And the boiling point was that he was, like, saying girls weren't attracted to me or whatever. Or, like, how do I get girls? Mm-hmm. And then she's like, "All you gotta show them is your vegetables and fruits." And then, like, and she had big zucchini and a couple of round fruits. Separated
that's
like this.
A felony.
I
Jail time.
Literally, what she did redefines the scandals you hear about teachers trying to get with students. She basically redefined it.
I wouldn't say that. It's just very creepy, but that is a pedophile thing. Like, she is a pedophile.
She basically reinvigorated that Adam Sandler movie, That's My Boy, and turned it into the TikTok version.
Yeah, but it's not even, like, at least Adam Sandler's funny. But that's my boy.
The premise of the movie.
What was that movie about? Is that when he had that adopted kid?
No, he had the kid.
He had an affair with the teacher.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, it's one with Andy Samberg in it.
Oh, okay.
Where he's the kid.
His name is Han Solo.
Han Solo Burger. Yep. It's like, how would you not want a name like that? But anyways, that movie was fucked. But
I digress.
But it's like this.
I digress. This is fucked because it's actual real life and not based off. It's not a movie like this. Like, she's been after this kid for a while now. And that's a really concerning part. So she's really after this kid, like, intimately after this kid. Mm-hmm. And she didn't do it to anybody else. Like, people were looking for proof. They're like, oh, maybe it's a stretch. Maybe it's just like she likes, like, you know, the content or whatever. It was only just his. And then that's what brought the ban hammer is that people were reporting her to TikTok as a pedophile.
Right.
And sexual harassment and stuff like that. And, you know, TikTok, the app, TikTok is very weird.
Right.
And how they run. I will say that, like, based on my knowledge of algorithms and stuff, it's very weird.
Very weird.
It's very weird. But, you know, TikTok can't have that on their app.
Nope.
Despite all the grown men on the app that are chasing after the 16-year-old girls.
They allow a lot of stuff on their app that they shouldn't. And then a lot of times they're taking down people's videos for, like, not being inappropriate at all, not showing any nudity, not any of that sort. And they take those down because, you know.
We could almost do an entire episode just dedicated to, like, investigating TikTok algorithm.
Yeah. They take videos down for all the wrong reasons. It was actually justified.
This time was actually justified. Like, because I post on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I had one video be taken down, like, 4 times. Or I've had 4 strikes against my account.
Right.
So I'm pretty sure I'm, like, shadow ban technically, but they shadow ban anybody. It doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah,
because some of the biggest creators, like, have to, like, repost their videos, like, 2 or 3 times just to get people to see it,
right?
Because they get shadow banned, and it's
they get like 400k views on, like, a regular, and then every now and then, like, TikTok will stop sharing their stuff, so now they're only getting like 1,000 views. Yeah, which is crazy.
Yeah, because I was averaging 500 to 1,000, and now I can barely crack 200.
Yeah, because they're not putting out the content.
Exactly.
TikTok, I got beef with you.
We got beef with TikTok, not just as creators. I mean, like, they do it more to Black creators, I've noticed.
Yeah, they silence a lot of Black creators, and they take down a lot of their content, which is seen as, like, inappropriate or like, hate speech.
Yeah.
When really, they're talking about a lot of issues, which has a lot of important messages. But
yeah.
We got beef, TikTok.
We got beef.
We got a lot of beef.
We got a lot of beef.
A lot more than Wendy's.
We got more beef than that vegan teacher.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh. She got the ban hammer. She should have also gotten a warrant.
Oh.
Yeah.
They're working on it.
I hope so.
But she got banned. A lot of people were celebrating, eating steaks, posting online. Like, there was a hashtag going around, too. I think it's like vegan teacher gone or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a lot of people. There was a lot of celebration. I mean, because they got one of the most infamous creators off the app.
Yeah.
Even though she had like 20 plus accounts. She had like that Holocaust teacher, that vegan nurse. Like, she had like a whole, she had like a whole roster of these.
I think her issue is that she's so out of the loop and she's so delusional that she thinks she's actually, like, doing something. Like, yeah. She's one of those crazy people that thinks they're helping the cause when really you're doing more harm.
Yeah, she's giving us content.
Yes.
To make fun of her. About
like, she wants to sit up here and say she's not homophobic, but then again, continues to use homophobic slurs, continue to think that spreading hate and all that rhetoric is okay.
Yeah.
Thinking, like, she's one of those weirdos that think that she's doing something when really she's not. She's doing more harm. And it's actually causing a really bad, it's painting vegans in a really negative light.
And it's not like all vegans are like, there's a good, I don't want to say good handful, but there's a decent handful.
Yeah, there's a decent handful.
That are like that, that like meets murder or like you should like feel PETA. Bad. Yeah.
PETA is a terrible organization.
PETA, the best description I heard is like, if Al-Qaeda could terrorize animals, they'd be PETA. So.
Yeah, PETA's awful organization. Yeah.
They're awful. With a 7% adoption rate, they shouldn't talk shit about people leaving animals at shelters. It's like, what do you do with the other 93, PETA? I'd like to know, but I think what you're doing is terrible, but watch PETA come after us now and be like, oh, they're trying to talk bad about us.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. You know, really quick side note.
Mm-hmm.
A few months ago, there was a tractor trailer that flipped on a major interstate near here. It's down south more. It's down south of Cortland, New York, I think. I think it goes closer to... Yeah. It was between Cortland and Binghamton. Mm-hmm. And the tractor trailer flipped over. It was carrying like 20 heifers. 5 of them died.
Ooh.
PETA decided the best way to react to this situation was to buy a billboard for a month in memoriam of the 5 heifer cows that died and then said meat was murder.
No.
But...
What?
Yeah, I kid you not. It was on the news. It had a little blurb and stuff, or it was a web story. They said meat is murder. It was some other stuff too. If you actually click follow the link and stuff, it's like PETA was saying, "Oh, these cows shouldn't have been there in the first place. You know, they were off being sent off to be processed and turned into like meat and stuff." Like,
probably,
but they're heifer cows.
But still,
they probably. You know, I feel like PETA has this weird thing. They're living this fantasy land where every single animal can just roam free and not be touched when, you know.
PETA also did the same thing where they compared Black Lives Matter to animals.
Yeah.
Where they had that halftime ad that got pulled because it wasn't up to standard. Or they claimed it wasn't up to standard. It was the animated animals taking the knee.
Yeah.
Which was like, I'm like, PETA's so full of themselves.
They're like, okay, well, you love animals, you shouldn't eat them. And it's like, well, we love black people, we shouldn't kill them. And like, those two cannot be comparable.
They can't be the same thing.
It's like, wow, PETA, you really outdone yourself. Like,
wow, I had no expectations for you, and you somehow ruined them.
It's like, I knew it was going to be that low, but Jesus, fuck, that bar was low.
We knew the bar was in hell, but hell decided to put it a little bit lower. Like, that's we can't have this here.
It's in the earth's molten layer.
It's almost to the core. Maybe that's the plan, is to get the bar so low to the core that nobody would be surprised by what they do anymore.
It'll be so low, nobody can play limbo with it.
If you are vegan and are listening to this, and you're not one of these people, we're not talking about you.
I'm not talking about you. I love Beyond Burgers.
I don't.
I love the Impossible Burger from...
I like them.
I can taste the difference.
And I like the Beyond Sausage.
I can taste that,
too. Buffalo chick wings. The buffalo chick wings, Dumb John's.
Get
snack.
It out there.
You know, I do eat some vegan food, and that just stuff just smacks, man.
Yeah, but what did and we have they for did dinner? Make-
Okay, but
I know it's not an all time thing. I know.
I'm just saying that I eat vegan food too. I'm a fat ass. I eat all kinds of food. I don't care if I got vegan or not. Meat or not, I'm still gonna fuck it up. So there's that.
They make some good stuff. And someone that's, for me, I'm a semi, like, vegetarian. Like, I eat, like, proteins, and, like, I'm a meat person, but I also like a lot of vegetarian stuff.
Yeah.
They make a lot of good shit. I had an Impossible Whopper for, like, the first time a couple weeks
they're
ago.
So good!
Actually, not bad.
I had a bite of it once, and I'm like, I can't do it.
If I ever go to, like, Burger King, I only get the Impossible Whopper. I don't even get the roasted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a bite of it once, and I'm like,
Well, that's because you're whack.
I'm whack?
Yep.
No, I just like meat. I'm just gonna keep eating meat. I don't care if I'm the last man on earth eating meat.
Yes, you love to eat some meat.
I love meat.
Yep.
I realized right after what that sounded like. And I'm glad you kept your composure.
That's why I encouraged it.
I had this whole rant planned in my head about, like, I love all kinds of meat, big meat, small meat, but... and then I was gonna go into, like, steak and chicken and turkey and small ham meat. And long venison.
Meat, short meat, hairy meat, bald meat.
Dark meat, white meat, in between meat.
Black meat.
Someone's yeah, gonna be like, ah, that's really gay of you. And I'm like, well, we're getting ready for Gay Pride Month, so.
I'm ready for Gay Pride Month.
We've been ready.
Man.
Been ready.
We've
been
that ready. Backfired on you.
Yeah, it did, but it was funny, so.
Backfired like a teenager on prom night.
That's like the third time you've made this joke. Yeah. Isn't it gonna backfire on you?
Maybe, maybe not.
Nah, that's true. See. Things tend to backfire on me more, so.
Yeah.
Anyways.
To the club.
Okay. I think we went that way off track. Way off track.
What were we even talking about?
We were talking about that vegan teacher, the band, the celebration. I guess we could get into, like, the new algorithm that they put in place. Because TikTok had an update recently.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, the algorithm has been going crazy. Like, you can't even say anything about another person on the app without them taking down your videos. And, like, taking down.
Yeah, automatically.
Automatically. Like, you mention another, like, person's, like, account name or whatever. Like, you, like, not even tagging them. Just the algorithm knows. It's like, oh, you're talking about this person? Whoop.
It was like a Twitch kind of situation where you can't have banned or suspended accounts on, like, your live stream.
Yeah. Something like that, but not really the same thing. It's weird because it's like, you literally cannot talk about another... It's not even, like, bad, too. Like someone could give you a compliment and then you just go, whoop. You know, like, they just yank it off. It's like they let the... Key, what was it? Mike, help me out. The KS... the KGB? What? KGB. It's like the KGB.
KGB, okay.
I was thinking, like, KSGB, and I'm like, that's not right.
I was learning about that in, like, high school one time, and, like, to this day, I still don't even know. Does it stand for Kill Great Britain? I don't even know what's going on. Somebody said it stands for Kill Great Britain! To this day, I don't know what the fuck is going on!
It's basically the Russian CIA.
Okay. Yeah, I know that, but like... Okay.
Someone put in the acronym Kill Great Britain.
Yes! my teacher was like, so I'm not really sure, but like some people were saying it stands for Kill Great Britain, even though that's not really true. And I'm like, so Kill Great Britain? Like, is that what it stands for or no? Like, I don't...
Fight back to them. Nuts. Although it is a very convenient acronym.
Anyway,
acronym.
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 It's like FedEx. If it fits, it ships.
that was a good one.
Yes.
If it fits, it ships.
Yes. The anti-bullying algorithm.
Yeah, that's the new one. The new one. You literally cannot talk about another person on the app. And then the algorithm got even worse because you can't even show fake knives or anything.
What?
You can't show knives, you can't show guns, nothing. You can't... At one point, the algorithm was like really tweaked out where if you made a finger gun like I am right now, they take that down too.
What?
And there's proof. Like, people are showing proof of it too. Like, their screenshots are coming through. It's nuts.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like, they want no violence, they want no bullying, they want no fun.
No foul language.
No foul language. Well, piss off, you motherfuckers, this is the podcast. Even though we post our videos to TikTok, which you should go follow anyways.
Do it.
Follow us on TikTok until TikTok decides they had enough of our bullshit.
And then we'll just make another one.
We'll just make another one.
Like the vegan teacher.
And then we'll make another one.
I'll make 20 accounts.
It'll be that poorly written podcast.
That poorly written podcast.
Poorly written Among Us.
This poorly written podcast.
Poorly written podcast 002.
Wait, which one are you? And I'm like, 0013 and it's like, oh, weird. I'm like 0207. Like, weird. Anyways, the new algorithm is absolutely bonkers. I mean, they're just like, they're like anything. They're like, what do you mean anything? It's like anything, bullying, violence, nothing. No, no fun allowed. This is the new no fun league.
Okay, what's the line of bullying then?
What?
What's the line of bullying?
The line of bullying?
Yeah, what is their line to say, okay, you're bullying someone now?
Anything. You talk about another person. You can't even look at another account funny. They'll be like, hey, hey, hey. Stop that.
Oh, gosh.
It's a line in the sand that's washed away to who the fuck knows where.
Like, they drew a line in the sand, and it got washed away, and then it's been chaos ever since.
They made it to Atlantis.
Although the cooking TikTok people have been fine.
Yeah.
Except for when they show knives, then they gotta, like, block those. It's kind of awkward when you see, like, a text box over them chopping onions and so.
People will... Yeah. I mean, I've been seeing some stuff sneak by. Like, I've been seeing people make edibles and everything.
I know. Some people are like, the stoners are completely fine.
Yeah, they're fine.
Stoners have always been fine on the app, though. Like, yeah. You can't show that you're actually making a blunt, but anything that past that, that's fine.
Going pot in the pot baked brownie? Yeah, that's okay. Chopping up a tomato? Oh, nope, that's no good.
No, no.
So good.
Hey, what are you doing with that knife there? And the stoners are like, oh, I should leave.
Kind of reminds me of like the Ari Carly scene where it's got the ostrich and the smoothie in the elevator. It's like, what you got there? A knife for chopping food? It goes, a smoothie?
What do you got there? And it's like, smoothie? My God. But the algorithm has been really bad. Like, it's gotten to a point where some people have actually started to go post their TikToks on Twitter.
So
they're starting to go to Twitter and post like the full TikToks there, because Twitter doesn't have the same crazy algorithm as TikTok.
Twitter's like, algorithm, I feel like there's barely an algorithm.
There's, I feel like, just enough.
They only censor you if you're Donald Trump.
Or any Republican.
Other than that, like, I've seen some nasty stuff on Twitter. I've seen Twitter porn. I've seen people smoking blunts on Twitter.
You ever see a stabbing?
Yeah, I've seen dead bodies on Twitter. Like,
Twitter does whatever.
Fatal shooting videos. Like, Twitter doesn't care, man.
Twitter does, like, in terms of, like, content regulation, Reddit and Twitter do not give a single fuck what you see.
Twitter is the modern day dark web.
Literally,
I wouldn't call it that.
I wouldn't call it. It's like dark. It's like dark web. It's like diet dark web.
It's diet dark web.
It's like it's the public dark web.
Yeah, the public dark web.
Because Reddit is more of that. Reddit's more of that space in between where it's like you can see some really wholesome shit or some really fucked up shit.
Yeah, I see.
There's Reddits where there's just things for dead bodies. I mean. I haven't seen any of that. I like to clarify, but I know they're out there.
It's probably a thing.
I mean, there's a lot of like fucked up shit on Reddit, but it's not dark web. It's not like the actual dark web, but like they can tell you how to get there. They're the gatekeepers.
I mean, after all, they are the ones that told us to buy GameStop. So
that's true. Reddit is on a whole nother level of bullshit, but my top two for most unregulated is Reddit and Twitter. That might change this year depending on what the old people in Congress want to do.
That is true.
The old people don't understand. They have not amnesia, but they have dementia, so they forget what briefings they go into. Kidding me? It's a retirement home at this point. What do you do?
She wants a hug.
Huh. We're hugging right now.
Someone screenshot this while it exists.
Flipping off the camera like, no, on three, dear.
1, 2, 3.
Wait, I didn't need a screenshot because this will be on the video.
Oh, that's right. Oopsies. I put it when I upload it. I say not made for kids, but I don't restrict it either, so... That's dumb. It's like, is it made for kids? No, obviously not. Oh, do you want to restrict it? No, I'm not that dumb.
They're still gonna find it anyways.
They're gonna find it anyways. What? Who tells their actual age anymore? They're like, yeah, I was born. Should I was born on March 4th, 1923. You don't remember the early days of the internet? First of all, who the hell puts their like birth date set all the way back to 1900? I'm like, it's like 2000 and just like
really old.
It's like 2009, and it's like, yeah, I'm 109 years old looking up stuff about Call of Duty. Sure, yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah, 109. I fought in all of them: World War One, Two, Vietnam, Korea, Gulf. You know, yeah. Yeah, I fought in them all, even the emu one. Yeah, I just fought a bunch of birds.
What? It's probably someone that's done all of them.
I mean, for God's sakes, the common one that I would do, I was like 15, I would do like I'm 21, but I would look up like how to make cocktails. That's what I did.
Yeah, you could get away with that.
That's
Lewis,
why, that's
how scandalous of you to look up how to make cocktails.
Underage drinking. How dare you?
I never made that cocktail till I was 18, by the way, and that was the White Russian from Big Lebowski.
Oh, okay. See, that's what Lewis was doing with lying about his age at 13.
15.
Oh, 15. Oh, well, I was...
I mean...
I caught myself this time. I caught myself. Oh, see.
It was like, hold up. Not one step further.
If you stay completely still, they can't see you.
Real gangsters move in silence.
Oh boy. Anyways. So I guess we should talk about why it's important that we talk about this new anti-bullying algorithm, because like people are getting strikes that really shouldn't be getting strikes. Like, let me stretch here really quick. But
what? I was just making sure you ain't hit me in the head.
I'm not gonna hit you in the head.
I will go upside your head.
I mean, I deserve it, but so like for us, it's like this is a big deal because like verified creators and stuff are like they're getting hit pretty hard. Like there's this thing on there called shadow ban. You know, like you just. TikTok will not show people your stuff. So if you're a TikTok creator with like, well, let's just say 500,000 followers, your average for a video should be like somewhere between like 10 to 50,000 or 100,000.
Right.
But if you are only getting exposed to like 1,000 people or whatever, that means you're shadow banned. Mm-hmm. Because like you get notifications when you're some of your favorite content creators are like, you know, posting. So that's a big deal. And then some of them, like I said, are jumping ship to go to Twitter just to post their TikToks without them being taken down. It's kind of a big deal because TikTok doesn't want to screw themselves over and let people walk away.
Right.
Because Twitter is trying new things to be competitive with some of these other apps. I mean, in terms of like other mobile apps, I mean, Facebook owns... not only Facebook, but, you know, Instagram, too. So, like, they're fighting, like, a two-headed monster there.
Right.
And then they have Reddit, and then TikTok's, like, been the big ones ever since Twitter shut down Vine.
Rest in peace, Vine.
Rest in peace, Vine.
Yeah, rest in peace.
But had a really
now,
good...
Yeah,
but TikTok has been doing its thing for a while. But, you know, Twitter's trying new things... So I wouldn't be surprised if Twitter tries to, like, maybe make another video app like Vine, but also TikTok. I mean, they still own the rights to it.
Like a Vine 2.0 kind of thing.
Vine 2.0. Maybe they'll call it, like, I don't know, something else. They'll probably rebrand it. Yeah. I mean, Periscope is mildly successful.
But it's shutting down.
It is shutting down, but, you know, it was for a while successful. I just don't think Twitter's found anything. That's why I've been there, like, they're solid number two. It's not like Facebook where they just bought Instagram. They bought WhatsApp. They bought Oculus. Like,
yep. I mean, it's as long as the new Vine doesn't have the Paul brothers on it, I'm okay with that.
You know, they'll be there. So I guess
they will, but they'll be less popular.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, one of them is now known for just getting his ass kicked every match, so.
No, it's a draw, sir. It's a draw. Doesn't count. It's an exhibition match.
Not talking the Mike Tyson fight here.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah. I forgot that, like, didn't one of them want to fight Floyd Mayweather, and that was going to be an exhibition match?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was Logan.
Yeah. Doesn't matter. The Paul brothers are just two meatheads, so.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, I don't know what goes on in replacement of the brain cells in there, but I think it's like the scene from the Simpsons movie with the little monkey. And they're like, it's like, hey, you're gonna go to jail.
I think that's
their actual like brain capacity power. Like most of us have a pretty normal brain. There's runs off the Energizer. That's now an Energizer monkey where it's like.
I was thinking of Toy Story, that monkey that was watching the camera. Watching so intently.
Yeah. Man, that's probably more accurate. Because they just flip it on. They're just chilling, and then they're like, oh shit, I gotta record dead bodies.
Yeah, I think with Twitter, though, it's gonna be more interesting because I know they're talking about doing like the safe mode where you can flip the switch and you can go from safe mode to only Twitter.
The super tweets, the super follows. That's so dumb. Exclusive tweets. I'm like, dude, what?
Just give us a goddamn edit button.
I want a fucking edit button on Twitter. I didn't ask for this. I feel like it's either going to come
money off ads.
What are we going to get first? Universal healthcare or an edit button on Twitter?
No.
Which one do you think we're going to hit? Because I think I know the answer, but it's...
Add a button on Twitter.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
We'll never get universal healthcare.
Not here.
Maybe when I'm dead.
Yeah, I'm going to be like 70 years old, and they're like, we have universal healthcare now, and I'm like...
Thanks to go to my doctor's appointment about my hernias.
Great, now I can go to my doctor's appointment and get 20,000 pills for free through taxes. That's cool. But anyways, this TikTok thing has been, it's just weird. Some of this ordeal has been very weird, but you know, people are starting to be like, hey, I'm posting on Twitter too, or I'm posting on Instagram. You know, Instagram has a weird algorithm too. Like,
I don't even bother with their
algorithm. I think Instagram algorithms is it's sexist.
It is sexist.
It is, because, like, I remember that one rapper that was trending on Twitter for all the shit he was posting at the strip club.
Mm-hmm.
For, like, on his, like, story and stuff. And it didn't get taken down, but, like, God forbid a woman tries to promote her OnlyFans.
Yeah.
They're like, that's not family friendly. It's like, okay, but this rapper is literally showing women's parts on there. Like, well, he's a man, so, you know, it's fine.
Man.
It's a one-off thing. I mean, I'm like, this man brags about how much he goes to strip clubs. It's like, it doesn't count. The internet is not geared towards everybody. We know that.
I'm not going to say anything else.
I know. But I guess to kind of start moving towards the end of this, what does this mean for TikTok, short and long term? I mean, what does it mean for the internet? In a way, because like you're seeing TikTok kind of taking these very proactive steps, and you don't know, and you see we've seen this on other apps too, but TikTok is like the biggest one for younger people.
It is.
So there's going to be more impact on the younger generation than before. I mean, Facebook does. Let's just face it. Facebook is for boomers, so it's boomer book. I feel like Gen X has taken over Twitter. They're kind of in there a lot of bit, so we have like Snapchat and like TikTok.
We'll be safe.
Gen X is taking over Twitter.
They're taking over Twitter.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You don't see a lot of boomers on there, but you see a lot of Gen X on there.
Not my Twitter. I'm on Black Twitter.
Like, oh, that's why. Never mind.
I'm on Black Twitter.
Never mind. I forgot. That explains it.
I don't know what kind of shit that you're seeing, but
Gen X Twitter.
The shit that I'm seeing is live.
I agree with you, Zach. It's basically Facebook's now become family reunion book.
Or racist book.
Racist book. Race book.
When are we gonna get back to America's true values?
We need to go back to when America was great.
We can't have our own bathrooms no more.
It's a really good question that you bring up. What does it mean, short term, long term?
Well, it depends, because if they correct their algorithm.
Because we all took media law, and we talked about this before, as well as media management or media economics. We've taken it. It's like we've so we've discussed this before, like off. Before the podcast even ever took off.
Yeah, we took classes.
We are educated broadcasting students.
It means we know what we're talking about.
So listen to the podcast.
Boom.
Yeah, I think
we got degrees in this. Well, two of us do. But the rest of us are going to get ours soon.
Indy and I are getting ours in 10 weeks. Exactly. 10 weeks.
10 weeks?
Yeah, I think with it, it's really gonna challenge the idea of private entity in the Constitution. That's gonna be the biggest talking point, because now they're taking a further stance, and everyone's gonna be like, "What about my constitutional rights to speak on all content?" It's like, okay, Twitter doesn't give a crap. If you want to go there, if you want to go to Twitter, you'll see an OnlyFans preview where you see everything possible.
Mm-hmm.
So in reality, for the short term, TikTok won't see much change. They might continue to change their algorithm, but in the long term, they could become like Vine and die, and then Twitter gets everything. And then meanwhile, Twitter is attracting people of all ages, with the exception of most older people. So mm-hmm. I think Twitter's going to have that spike that Facebook had in the 2000s when they became a thing. I think Twitter's going to enjoy that spike for a little while.
Yeah.
I don't know how long that spike will last, but they're going to enjoy that long tail for quite a while.
I think with TikTok, the thing is that creators are not jumping ship yet. And the key word is yet. Because if the algorithm gets any worse, these people are going to go. They're going to go to Twitter. They're going to go to YouTube. Like half of the
Apple's not going to be fun anymore.
Yeah, then it's not going to be fun. Then we are going to see the really bad shit of TikTok. We're going to see the cringy dance challenges and the racist people.
We're going to see Charlie D'Amelio.
What?
We're going to see the little 16-year-olds.
Oh, no! Lord.
TikTok dances.
Ugh. Lord. But yeah.
We don't need that again.
I don't think YouTube would be becoming more emerging than what it is right now, because they've gotten their own criticism right now for shadowing content of creators. People also hate them because it's owned by Google, and they got rid of Google Play Music, and then you have to buy into the YouTube Music program to get your music back.
It's dumb.
It's basically Google/YouTube is on everyone's shit list practically. It's gonna be Snapchat and Twitter that are gonna take the business out of it.
Yeah, because Facebook has been declining for years. Instagram is still like in the top five used apps. If I remember the order correctly, and I looked this up too, the number one was among younger people, at least, not in total use, at least for younger people, and that's where these like companies are really aiming for. Mm-hmm. The number one was TikTok. Number two was Snapchat.
Yeah.
Three was Instagram, four was Twitter, and I think five was YouTube. So for like younger people, Facebook is out of the question.
Yeah, it's not happening.
But like younger people, I think, are realizing like, okay, these apps are not really geared towards like creative minds and stuff like that. So it almost feels like the market is just right for another competitor to come in and kind of ruin the place.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, like the WWE matches where they just put in one more wrestler, slowly letting them in. But each one you just get is bigger and stronger than before. So Facebook is getting the shit kicked out of them, but they tag team with Instagram and all this other stuff. It feels like the internet culture is at a very weird point right now. Because all these algorithms and stuff are like acting crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got content, you got infamous people on there who go around and spewing around stuff. And then in retaliation to that, you're silencing all the people who brought it to your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, what else are we thinking for short-term, long-term effects? Because I think unless they fix the algorithm, where they're like, oh, we over-adjusted, we're going to tweak it back. If they don't, there might be issues.
Yeah, right. I think they'll adjust it back, because I think they're going to do like heavily forceful in the like very short term, and then trail it back so they can have more people in and get more ad revenue. Like, you know, do like a purge type thing.
Are you saying it's purge time, Mike?
I guess so.
All right, let's grab the mask.
Stop. That's like my biggest fear.
I understand why, so.
I'm first to go, man.
Literally.
And I'm fat, I can't run. It's a wrap.
We'll get you a machine gun.
Like,
you'll be fine.
Like a minute after like the siren goes off, I'm gonna be dead in like the street. Everyone will be fighting for their lives till like the morning before the sunrise, and me, I'll just be dead.
I mean, if you look at it, because you live in PLS, so basically you'll be okay because
thanks
you'll
for
have
releasing
all the
where she lives.
I don't know what that stands for.
Yeah,
that
someone could figure it out. I'm gonna censor it anyways. It doesn't matter.
I'm dead.
Yeah, she lives at you know where.
Yeah, I know where. She knows where. You two know where.
Yeah. So basically, honestly, with all the pizza boxes they would leave out, you might be fine for a little while.
Oh, that's right. Just everyone bait them. You could just bait all the people to try to get in.
Plus, you could also break into the vending machines too.
I mean, a brick through the front door is all it needs.
I know. Like you leave bait in like the lobby or something. It's like free pizza for the purge or whatever. Mm-hmm. But then you poison it, so you kill all of them, and then you just raid the vending machines, and that's it. That's your whole night.
I don't want to kill people.
That's the point of the purge.
I know, but I don't feel the need to kill people.
I don't either. I'm just saying what you could do.
I mean, that's your option. The vegan teacher has very fewer options.
Yeah, I feel like people are going to go after her anyways. I forgot to mention this earlier, but apparently she's being sued by one of the TikTok people who took her down for slander. It was the Ethan guy I was talking about. Like, I'm going to look
up.
He's suing because she's based in Canada. Mm-hmm. So he's getting he's talking to a law firm in Canada so he could sue them for sue her for slander. Because she went on YouTube and like slandered him and saying he's actually the pedophile and the bully and stuff like that, and he actually lost a gig because of it. So
he's gonna sue her.
Good.
Take her for all her money, even though she probably doesn't have any.
She probably doesn't have a lot of money, but whatever it is, it's now his.
The measly $5 into American coins.
$6.
$7.
$6.50.
Nah, $6.25.
Better.
$45.
I guess to kind of wrap up this discussion, so vegan teacher, bad.
Yes.
Vegan teacher, banned.
Yes.
Our celebrations with steaks.
Hold up. Emphasis on the vegan teacher. Not just any vegan teacher.
That vegan teacher. Very bad.
She got kicked. Yeah. She's on YouTube. We don't know what's going to happen with YouTube, because YouTube has to be aware.
Dishonor on her.
They have to know what's going on.
Dishonor on her cow.
Well, the cow she's keeping alive, or the cow...
The cow that she probably has in her backyard as a dog.
This is Sprinkles. Moo! He's bilingual.
Dishonor on her.
Literally, it's like this. That vegan teacher, piss off. The other vegan teachers, keep educating the world.
Yeah.
Don't piss off the carnivores.
Yeah, the rest of y'all out there, we still love you. Unless you think like her, then
or PETA, who is just basically Al Qaeda for animals. I don't know how you fit that into the acronym. We'll figure it out.
All right.
Well, PETA's a terrible organization, and
it'd be like this. PETA Al Qaeda. I don't know how it would work.
Yeah. Nah. Let's not stretch it. Let's not drag it. I think that's it.
Yeah.
I think that's it, unless somebody else wants to get another jab in on the vegan teacher.
Bye.
It's gonna plug social media.
No, I'm kidding. Sorry. I have to go to the bathroom.
We'll wrap this up quick. Thanks for listening to the episode. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok for as ever long as we're not banned. You know, we got a community Discord server. Join that too. If you're watching on YouTube, subscribe. Down below somewhere.
Hit the like, click subscribe, do the whole shebang.
Do the whole shebang, and we have a community Discord server, so join that too. Link is in descriptions.
We do fun stuff in there.
We do fun stuff, like Debate Mondays get posted, well, most of the time get posted early, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, that's all the time we got today. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
See ya. Dave.
You're, go.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Thanks for telling.
What? I wanted you to be done like 20 minutes ago.